Every year in England, on the second Sunday in October, thousands converge on the small town of Ashton. It's about an hour north of London. They're coming for the annual international tournament for something called Conkers. Platforms are erected on the town green by the town pub, and opponents square off. Carrie Giardino was at this year's World Championship, and she has this report.
The game of Conkers is named for the fruit of the horse chestnut and has been played in England since the 19th century. Two opponents face each other with nuts suspended from 8-inch leather cords.
Just check the length, check the length. Oh, yes, that looks like 8 inches, didn't you know?
You're going to receive, are you?
I will receive.
One opponent holds their conker at arm's length, while the challenger takes aim with theirs and attempts to swing at and shatter the dangling nut. Taking place outside of the pub encourages the players to consume a few pints.
Oh, definitely, definitely, yes. You can't play unless you've got an bottle of beer inside you.
Ernest Victor Owen acts as the goodwill ambassador standing outside the pub at Ashton Green, where the World Conker Championship was born 39 years ago. Victor Owen explains the origins of the contest.
You know what it is? Men get into a pub, pint or two of beer, and then funny things happen. And so that's how it started. They couldn't go on this fishing trip. So one challenged another one. Conkers. You see, we've got the two big conker trees outside the pub.
What started out as a local group of friends enjoying a Sunday afternoon in autumn now attracts thousands. People dress in costumes from Vikings to Frankenstein. There's a group representing the Vatican and a group dressed as a band of Mexicans. The person to travel the furthest for the event is Rich Hudson from New Zealand. He breaks out into a war cry before beginning his first match. Hudson's attempt at intimidation did not bring him victory. He explains that the game is not necessarily one of skill.
It's all about luck, really, I think, depending on what sort of conker you get. If you hit somebody else's conker really hard, it can mean that your conker explodes and that's it, so you lose. So to be really good at it and actually be able to hit someone else's conker isn't possibly the best thing to do.
It truly is the luck of the draw. Before the start of each match, players draw a conker from a green velvet bag, so they have to play with what they get. Children learn the game and even take steps to improve the quality of their conker for unofficial play. Baking the conker or soaking them in vinegar is supposed to help strengthen the nut. Contestant Ed Beale explains why he thinks it is still a popular sport in England today.
If you look at everything that England plays, you know, we lose everything we play, and we lose at rugby, we lose at football, we lose at cricket, every game we play in. But we let it go. And the conkers thing is great, because who else plays conkers in the world? Nobody. So there's probably going to be an English guy winning this today. Fantastic.
And an English winner did walk home with the prize. After 8 years of trying, Brian Stewart of Corby, England, was declared champion of this year's tournament. Stewart credited his daughter Jacqueline for the win because of the advice she offered him before the games.
It says hit as hard as you can, but don't hit it too hard or your own conker will crack.
All proceeds from the event, which is sponsored by Ben & Jerry's, go to charities for the blind throughout the United Kingdom. For NPR News, I'm Carrie Giardino.